Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Lord is welcome to Pilgrim. It is God who has gathered us together, for which we give thanks and praise, that we might receive his gifts of forgiveness of sins through the word and the sacrament. This morning, our catechesis spends a little bit more time with Christian questions and their answers. Page 329. This morning, we'll begin with number 7. Who is Christ?
The Son of God, true God, and man.
How many gods are there?
Only one, but there are three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I was having a discussion this week with the figure that I'm mentoring for the special ministry pastor position at our seminary in Fort Wayne. And we were talking about the Trinity, and he was talking to me about different illustrations that he's heard. And I said, don't use illustrations to describe the Trinity. I said, you're going to end up in a false teaching called modalism. For example, H2O, water, ice, steam. But those are three different modes of the same thing. What we're learning once again here is that there are three distinct persons in one God. It makes no logical sense. There is no illustration. I think another illustration is a watermelon. You have the rinding and the meeting of the seeds. But again, you have three different modes of the same animal. We have to be very careful about trying to illustrate the Trinity. Let's just believe it as the scripture proclaims it to be. Number 9, what has Christ done for you that you trust in him?
He died for me and shed his blood for me on the cross for the forgiveness of sins.
This is something we cannot hear enough. It must be the hallmark of our day. It must be upon our lips and in our hearts all the time that Christ on the cross died for me that he might grant me the forgiveness of sins. We spent a lot of time this morning talking about the doctrine of propitiation, where the substitutionary sacrifice of Christ shows God's love for us. Number 10, did the Father also die for you?
He did not. The Father is God only, as is the Holy Spirit. But the Son is both true God and true man. He died for me and shed his blood for me.
Once again, distinguishing our understanding between the Father and the Son and the actions of our salvation. But was the Father a part of the entire plan of salvation? Of course he was. He just didn't die on the cross for us. But God did die in the form of his Son. 11, how do you know this?
From the Holy Gospel, from the words instituting the sacrament, and by his body and blood, given to me as his pledge in the sacrament.
What's missing here? Reason, we don't know this because of reason. Tradition, we don't know this because of tradition. We know this because of the Holy Gospel. Note that the conclusion of questions and answers, how Dr. Luther reminds us that these questions and answers are no child's play, but are drawn up with great earnestness of purpose by the venerable and devout Dr. Luther for both young. Any questions or comments about this portion of questions and answers? The service preparation for divine service setting 4 begins on page 203. Please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness, and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, asking for his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. In our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
You have turned for me my mourning into dancing.
O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
O Lord, my God, I cry to you for help,
and you have healed me.
O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol.
You restore me to life among those who go down to the pit.
Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints,
and give thanks to his holy name.
For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime.
Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You have turned for me my mourning into dancing.
O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, without whom nothing is secure. Rescue and preserve us that we may not be lost forever, but follow you, rejoicing in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Today is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. The Old Testament appointed for today is from the prophet Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you push aside the shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns. But thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. As for you, my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture that you must tread down with your feet, that you must muddy the rest of the water with your feet? And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet, and drink what you have trodden, muddied with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you pushed with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad. I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and will be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Fear the Lord, you his saints.
For those who fear him like nothing.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
But the Lord delivers him out of them all.
The epistle is from the first letter of St. Paul the Apostle to Timothy, the first chapter. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. In accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted, I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Please remain standing for the hymn of the day, 609, as it were. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Before the fall into sin in the beginning, Adam and Eve were in complete fellowship with God in a sinless state. Their disobedience to God's command brought sin and death into the world. After their eldest son, Cain, killed his younger brother, Abel, God punished him with the curse of being, as recorded in Genesis 4, verse 12, a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. Prior to the great flood in Genesis 6, we read, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of his thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart." After the flood, humankind was reduced to 8 people: Noah, his wife, and their 3 sons and their wives. Unfortunately, even though most of humankind was eradicated, sin remained. Generations followed, and their sins of pride and arrogance led them to want to become like God, just as in Genesis 3. And so they built, or began to build, the Tower of Babel. God intervened by confusing their language and scattering them over the face of the earth. The theme of being scattered repeats itself throughout Holy Scriptures and describes the consequences of both sin and disobedience. For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, God warned the Israelites through Moses, who prophesied, "Then the Lord will scatter you among all nations from one end of the earth to the other." Israel saw the fulfillment of this prophecy when the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah were scattered into exile in Assyria and Babylon. In today's Old Testament, the Lord says he will be as a shepherd who seeks out his scattered sheep. And so, based on our text from Ezekiel, and with the aid of the Holy Spirit, we consider the theme, "The Lord is our shepherd." It is important to note
the textual context of today's text. The first 10 verses of Ezekiel 34 prior to our text are a summary. And the first few verses summarize it again. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves." The political and religious leaders of Israel were feeding themselves. In other words, they were neglecting the sheep, fleecing the flock. And their neglect was thorough. The Lord says, "The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts." And so our text today begins. "For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out." The Lord promises that he will free his flock from negligent, self-serving shepherds. He will be a gentle shepherd who will care for, gather, and feed his people. In the New Testament, Jesus is that true shepherd who will seek after the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The opening verse of our text implies both promise and denunciation. God promises that he himself, and the repetition in the Hebrew is remarkably obvious, he will shepherd his neglected people. And God denounces those who have neglected them. He later will denounce the fat and the strong sheep. These are the sheep who abused and bullied and oppressed the thin and injured sheep of the flock. Sin has likewise scattered us from the Lord's presence and his fellowship. The Lord God promises a shepherd, a prince in the line of David, a divine shepherd who will seek and rescue his scattered sheep. This divine shepherd who seeks the lost and brings back the strays anticipates Jesus' parable in today's gospel of the shepherd who leaves the 99 and goes after the one lost sheep. Today's Old Testament adds binding up the injured, strengthening the weak, and feeding them in justice. The Lord has also raised up other shepherds, under shepherds, today's pastors, to rescue us from false teaching, false worship, inappropriate and hurtful behavior from others in the flock, and from being scattered by false shepherds. As the table of duties in the small catechism instructs, Titus 1:9, pastors must hold firmly to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine, and also to rebuke those who contradict it. And we likewise also have an obligation, according to Hebrews 13. "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account." Anything less is sin. And for this sins and all other sins and for our sinful nature, we deserve only temporal death and God's eternal wrath. In Matthew 9, we read, "But when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" Immediately following these words in chapter 10 of Matthew's gospel, Jesus gives spiritual authority to the apostles, a term used only here in Matthew's gospel. Spiritual authority to extend his kingdom. Today, our pastors hold this apostolic authority, and their ministry consists of faithfully proclaiming the gospel and rightly administering the sacraments. These under-shepherds also bring the gospel of Christ's atoning sacrifice and victorious resurrection, so that scattered sheep may be restored to the fold. The divinely inspired St. Peter, who wrote to the exiled Jewish and Gentile Christians scattered throughout Asia Minor, "Christ also suffered for you. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." At the cross, Jesus is our substitute, the innocent for the guilty. He suffered and died in our place to pay the penalty for our sins. He rose again from the dead, victorious over sin, Satan, and death. And now forgiveness, life, and salvation are available to those through faith in Christ Jesus. Through the suffering, death, and resurrection, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, makes us sheep of the Good Shepherd. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Because God does not want us to remain scattered, he calls and so enables us to repent. He makes our hearts contrite on account of our sin. His Holy Spirit brings us to believe the gospel, that sin has been forgiven and grace has been obtained through Christ. And when we repent, God forgives us all our sins and our sinful nature. The Lord, our shepherd, is a seeking and rescuing shepherd who declares, "I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured. I will strengthen the weak." This is reminiscent of Jesus' similar promise. "All you who are wearied and burdened, I will give you rest." In verses 12 to 16 of the text, we have two similar Hebrew words. The first is the verb for shepherd, ra'ah, rasha. It's the same characters in terms of consonants, ra'ah, as the participle, shepherding, roeh. But the vowels change. And the participle shepherding is translated in the ESV as a noun, shepherd. The word shepherd means to feed. The idea is to find grazing for the sheep. What is the primary responsibility of a shepherd if not to find pasture where they can graze and eat? In the same way, in order to keep us from straying and being scattered, the Lord, our shepherd, feeds his people with his word in all of its forms, Holy Scripture and the sacraments. In the text, the Lord says he will feed his people abundantly with good pasture on the mountain heights, in good grazing land, and on rich pasture. Indeed, the Lord, our shepherd, seeks rescues and feeds us with his word in Holy Scripture, proclaimed and read here among us and at home. In his word, with the waters of holy baptism, wherein he brought us into the Lord's eternal fold. In his word, with the pastor's touch of holy absolution, which consoles and binds our wounds. In his word, with bread and wine in the Holy Supper, which is Christ's body and blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. Feeding his sheep with the very same food by which he secured their rescue, his flesh and his blood. Ever since God's promise to Adam and Eve to provide a deliverer to crush Satan, God has made every merciful and gracious provision to bring his scattered flock back into fellowship with him through repentance and faith, into the sheepfold of eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, heaven rejoices when a sinner repents. Guard us against self-righteousness that sees no need to hear of Christ and his redemption. And preserve us in your word and grace, that as your people, we might always be about the proclamation of repentance and the forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. O blessed Lord, your word continues to go forth and bear good fruit. Bless the missionaries planting churches near and far. Bless those churches with whom we partner in the worldwide work of the gospel. Bless and strengthen Luther Academy in its mission to promote genuine confessional Lutheran theology among pastors and congregations. Bless Matthew presiding in our synod and Jonathan, our district president, Joe, our circuit visitor, Jason, our pastors, and all our pastors. Call pastoral candidates and fill pastoral vacancies. Bless those training for church work vocations. Bless each of us as we live out our baptismal vocation of worship, witness, prayer, and service. Return absent members to this congregation. Prosper our Sunday school and multiply the stewardship of your gifts. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, every good and perfect gift comes from you, the Father of lights. Receive our thanks and praise for the tender mercies you have shown to Pilgrim Lutheran Church as we rejoice on her 73rd anniversary on the 17th. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that acknowledging your goodness, we may magnify your holy name and continue to serve you in joy and gladness. Lord, in your mercy. Grant your Holy Spirit to those who come to the Lord's table this day, that they may receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ in sincere repentance and firm faith, and to their abundant blessing. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and most gracious God and Father, we implore you to turn the hearts of all who have forsaken the faith once delivered to your church, especially those who have strayed, wandered, or been scattered because of doubt or through the deception and corruption of your truth. Mercifully visit and restore them, that in gladness of heart they may take pleasure in your word and be made wise to salvation through faith in your Son. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
According to your will, grant peace and unity in the world, especially between Israel and Hamas and between Russia and Ukraine. Protect non-combatants in war zones, especially innocent women and children.
Preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead a peaceable life with integrity, especially that all might be treated equally under the law. Guide and instruct all who bear office in our land, especially the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this state, and to all of those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Help them to serve this people according to your holy will. Bless, protect, and grant discernment to police officers, firefighters, and emergency workers, as well as military personnel at home and abroad. Deliver, relieve, and restore those who have suffered injury, loss of life, or property from violent crime, drought, wildfires, earthquakes, flooding, volcanoes, and other extreme weather. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sanctify our homes and bless them with joy. Keep our children in the covenant of their baptism and enable their parents to bring them up in lives of faith and devotion. Meet the needs of all families. Unite the members of all families in a spirit of affection and service, that they may show your praise in our land and in all the world. We pray, O Lord, for all those praying for a child and for all pregnant women and their unborn children, that you would bless, keep, and preserve them and bring them safely to the day of birth. And by your grace, bring these children to the cleansing waters of holy baptism. Comfort all widows, orphans, and those who live alone. We also remember those who suffer from legalized abortion in our country, especially the children, parents, grandparents, siblings, medical personnel, and all of us who live in such evil days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all who are imprisoned, together with their families, the shut-in and otherwise homebound, those in sorrow or need, distress or adversity, sickness in body or mind, especially David, Tracy, Teresa, Margaret, Tina, Katie, Gwen, Robert, Jim, BJ, John, and Anne. To that end, give all wisdom and skill to those who care for them in medical professions. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guard and safeguard Brady, Jason, Remo, and Kathy, Charles, and all who travel, whether for work or pleasure, by land, sea, or air. Make their way safe and their homecomings joyful. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen and bless those who suffer persecution for the faith. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near, and for us all, that when our last hour shall come, we may depart this life in the confidence of a sure faith, the consolation of a right, devout, and holy hope, and in the communion of the Holy Church of Christ. Bring consolation to those in sorrow, and grant to all a measure of your love, taking them into your tender care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for the gifts of both physical and spiritual life that God has given Clay and Robert. Continue to give them physical life according to your will. Make them mindful of their baptismal birthdays and preserve them in their baptismal grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, and whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, who Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. For Jesus Christ, who Lamb of God, have mercy on us all.
Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. Take a drink of the true blood of Christ shed for you. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take a drink of the true blood of Christ shed for you. This true body of your Lord Jesus Christ and his holy precious blood, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul of everlasting life. Depart. Christ and his holy precious blood, strengthen and preserve you in body and
Thank you.
us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Gallery concludes his vacation this Tuesday. It's busy day for him, getting back from vacation and having an elders meeting Tuesday morning. I think you're going to be needing some figures for this. It's going to be a bunch of time.
It is, yes. Okay. So, I have numbers from this year. I will send those out this week, but if you have something you want me to add or whatever, you know.
As always, it's a blessing to be a part of you and together receive God's gift of forgiveness of sins through the word and sacrament. Please keep me in your prayers for travel. I will be heading to Fort Wayne Seminary to work with my students for a week of intensive classes on the subject of the Lord's Supper. That's going to be, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. He's already had mucho readings to do. And pray for Mary Jackson, because the first Sunday afternoon, next Sunday afternoon, he has his theological interview. And he is petrified. So they're not trying to run you out, they're just trying to make sure you're orthodox. Sometimes we make mistakes even before.
And so you go another quarter, so big deal.
Yeah, so you have to take another class, don't worry about it. I've learned more from many mistakes than I have from honest success. That's me. But he has his tea out, and so we pray for Peter Jackson for his theological interview. And then Monday morning, he begins his class with a test. So this is, you know, I've been very blessed being here. This will be my third trip to Fort Wayne, working with this special ministry pastor over. And I will say, they put these guys through the mind. Peter Jackson feels his studies are a full-time job. He's glad he's retired. retired from the firefighting. Anyway, just knowing that he'd be with him. So please pray for my travel, and we're blessed to be on that campus where our spirits will be refreshed by the classes, daily chapel, the fellowship and camaraderie, and maybe even some good German communion. Yeah, you should see what they do. So keep me in your prayers. But thanks again for letting me serve at Pastor Gallagher's absence. Any announcements more from the congregation? See you at the door.